Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 9, Scene 1, Damodara. Once upon a time, seeing that her maidservant was engaged in different household duties, Mother Yashoda personally took charge of churning butter. And while she churned butter, Yashoda sang the childhood pastimes of Krishna and enjoyed thinking of her son. The end of her sari was tightly wrapped while she churned, and on account of her intense love for her son, milk automatically dripped from her breast, which moved as she labored very hard, churning with two hands. The bangles and bracelets on her hands tinkled as they touched each other, and her earrings and breath shook. There were drops of perspiration on her face, and the flower garland which was on her head scattered here and there. Before this picturesque sight, Lord Krishna appeared as a child. Krishna felt hungry, and out of love for his mother, Krishna wanted her to stop churning. Krishna indicated that her first business was to let him suck her breast and then churn butter later. Mother Yashoda took Krishna on her lap and pushed the nipples of her breast into his mouth. And while Krishna was sucking milk, Yashoda was smiling, enjoying the beauty of her child's face. Suddenly, the milk which was on the oven began to boil over. And just to stop the milk from spilling, Mother Yashoda at once put Krishna aside and went to the oven. Left in that state by his mother, Krishna became very angry, and his lips and eyes became red in rage. Krishna pressed his teeth and lips, and taking up a piece of stone, Krishna immediately broke the butter pot. He then took butter out of it, and with false tears in his eyes, Krishna began to eat the butter in a secluded place. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda returned to the churning place after setting the overflowing milk pan in order. Yashoda saw the broken pot in which the churning yogurt was kept. And since Yashoda could not find her boy Krishna, she concluded that the broken pot was the work of Krishna. She began to smile as she thought, "Aha! This child is very clever, for after breaking the pot, he has left this place fearing punishment." After she sought all over, Yashoda found a big wooden grinding mortar, which was kept upside down, and she found her son Krishna sitting on it. Krishna was taking butter which was hanging from the ceiling on a swing, and Krishna was feeding it to the monkeys. Yashoda saw Krishna looking this way and that way in fear of her, because Krishna was conscious of his naughty behavior. After seeing Krishna so engaged, Yashoda very silently approached Krishna from behind. Krishna, however, quickly saw Yashoda coming at him with a stick in her hand, and immediately Krishna got down from the grinding mortar and began to flee in fear. Mother Yashoda chased Krishna to all corners, trying to capture the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never approached even by the meditations of great yogis. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is never caught by the yogis and speculators, was playing just like a little child for a great devotee like Mother Yashoda. However, Mother Yashoda could not easily catch the fast-running child because of her thin waist and heavy body. Still, she tried to follow Krishna as fast as possible, her hair loosened, and the flower in her hair fell to the ground. Although Yashoda was tired, somehow she reached her naughty child and captured him. When Krishna was caught, he was almost on the point of crying. Krishna smeared his hands over his eyes, which were anointed with black eye cosmetics. Krishna saw his mother's face, and while she stood over him, Krishna's eyes became restless from fear. Mother Yashoda could understand that Krishna was unnecessarily afraid, and so, for his benefit, Yashoda wanted to allay his fears. Being the topmost well-wisher of her child, Mother Yashoda began to think, "If the child is too fearful of me, I do not know what will happen to him." Mother Yashoda then threw away her stick. In order to punish Krishna, Yashoda thought to bind his hands with some ropes. Yashoda did not know it, but it was actually impossible for her to bind the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda was thinking that Krishna was her tiny child, but Yashoda did not know that Krishna has no limitation, for there is no inside or outside of Krishna, nor is there a beginning or end. Krishna is unlimited and all-pervading indeed. Krishna is himself the whole cosmic manifestation. Still, Mother Yashoda was thinking of Krishna as her child. Although Krishna is beyond the reach of all the senses, Yashoda endeavored to bind Krishna up to a wooden grinding mortar. When Yashoda tried to bind him, she found that the rope she was using was too short, by 2 inches. Yashoda gathered more ropes from the house and added to it, but at the end, Yashoda found the same shortage. In this way, Yashoda connected all the ropes available at home, but when the final knot was added, Yashoda saw that it was still 2 inches too short. Mother Yashoda was smiling, but she was astonished. How was this happening? In attempting to bind Krishna, Yashoda became tired. She was perspiring, and the garland on her head fell down. Then, Lord Krishna appreciated the hard labor of his mother, and being compassionate upon her, Krishna agreed to be bound up by the ropes. Krishna, playing as a human child in the house of Mother Yashoda, was performing his own selected pastimes. Of course, no one can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee surrenders him or herself unto the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord may either protect or vanquish the devotee. But for one's part, the devotee never forgets one's own position of surrender. Similarly, the Lord also feels transcendental pleasure by submitting himself to the protection of his devotee. This was exemplified by Krishna's surrender unto his mother, Yashoda. Krishna is the supreme bestower of all kinds of liberation to his devotees. But the benediction which was bestowed upon Mother Yashoda was never experienced even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva or even the Goddess of Fortune. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, is never so completely known to the yogis and speculators. But Krishna is easily available to his devotees. Nor is Krishna appreciated as the supreme reservoir of all pleasure by the yogis and speculators. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.